This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Look at that! Another week and your Earth internet is still here. I guess the swarm of spaceborne internet-eating spiders won't arrive for another... Oh, let's not ruin the surprise.
Hey, real quick, when you're done, can I talk to you?
Trisha, I almost forgot you've been developing your one clone show in the storage annex.
Yeah, that's the thing. My performance piece has become so important, you know, so all-encompassing that I need the whole space to finish it. So could you maybe go away next week?
Well, that is the height of rudeness. With this little notice, there is no way I could possibly...
I got you a gift certificate to Italy.
The whole thing? Not just the risotto station?
The whole thing.
Because the woman that runs the risotto station is a tyrant.
Let's unpack your fear of powerful women another time, cool? So if you can be gone by like 4:30, and then you can come back when you see that I've powered down the fog machines.
Very well. And if you want constructive criticism on your show, I...
Okay, no thanks. I don't ever want your thoughts on anything.
I see. The producers of that Spider-Man musical turned down my advice as well. And let's just say, with great power comes great hospitalization bills for falling actors. But back to the matter at hand. Who's ready to hear what made our editors throw their hands in the air and say, "We're out of time, this will have to do"? Me, neither. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and currently, really, like, the only thing stopping the Dark Lord from taking over all of Foon is the realm of the Northeast. So we gotta help Tomblaine Belleroth become king, otherwise the Dark Lord could take over Northeastia, where we currently are. But hey, also, we're in a casino, because we like to have fun. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Chunt, what's wrong? You sound a little down.
Yeah, I'm down. I lost all my money.
All your coin?
Yeah. Money is coin. Coin is money.
Have you noticed that we can't keep money? We almost always lose it, almost immediately.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What is wrong with us?
I don't. We got a plan, because you know what? We're not going to be young forever.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's partially my fault. I met a crocodile at a game of Snackjack, and I bet him that he couldn't eat my bag of coin.
Oh.
So.
Oh, so what did you lose? What did you bet?
The bag of coin.
What would you have won if he couldn't eat it?
Pride.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good game. I'm sorry.
When I win, I like to win intangibles. I feel like that's more satisfying. Okay. You know, like bet a good night's sleep. Have you tried any games, Arnie?
Well, you know, I tried this one with this spinning wheel, but for the life, I just feel self-conscious because I don't even know what the rules are.
That's the roulette wheel.
Oh.
Yeah. So the rules are made when you spin the wheel, actually.
Oh, so whatever rule it lands on, that's the rule.
That's how the roulette wheel works. And also there's a double zero, which fucking sucks.
Ugh. The house always wins.
Mm-hmm.
I am joined also by my other co-host. You know what? Now that I'm seeing him in a casino setting, kind of looks like one of my grandmas, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th room of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be ways to invest our money so that we are prepared for the future. Simply give all your coin to me, and I shall invest it in 401 kaleidoscopes.
We lost all our money already, Usidore.
But I'm trying to think of our future.
I think your 401 kaleidoscope idea is kind of fucked.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's great for, like, past generations, but I feel like for us it's just not realistic. We can't rely on that.
Look, if you just simply set aside 80% of your annual income and put it all on kaleidoscopes. Kaleidoscopes are the future!
Set aside 80% of my anal income? That's like all my income.
No. What? Huh?
Wait, what did you say?
No. 80% of your
anal income.
Hold on, let's move on.
All what did you say? Hold on. What? Let's move on.
I can't do math, and I know that doesn't add up. Oh, wow. Guys, don't embarrass me. Look, I invited Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth over. Because we haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not forget, you know, I know he's our good bud, but also he's probably going to be king. So let's try to, like, class it up a little bit.
Ah, welcome, Your Majesty.
Well, it's good to see you, gentlemen. I think I just lost 80% of my anal income at the craps table.
That tracks.
Yes, it's you know, it's communal bathrooms in this joint.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it happens. Ah, my good lads. It's wonderful to clap eyes upon you. Do you smell it? Not the craps table. Do you smell my ascension to the throne? I'm building delegates. It's a delegate process.
So you finally kind of come around and you're a little more, being more proactive about becoming king?
Yes. I'm going to seize the throne, Arnie, because that's what you do when you become a certain age. You face reality and you realize you're going to do what your father did and what his father did before him and what his father killed someone else's father to do.
I thought when you reached a certain age, it just hurt to stand up.
Yes, well, that's why you need a throne.
Good point.
I promised myself my entire life and I hold true. I will never laugh at men of a certain age.
Well, good. I don't want you to laugh at me.
I just don't find it funny.
Whoa, well, take that, Bacula.
Prince Tom Blaine, please, I beg thine forgiveness, but I must give you this vial of poison. And if you run into two skinny dogs, promise me that you tell them that you drank it, okay? You don't have to drink it, but just tell them that you drank it.
This is the kind of stuff, Arnie, I've been telling you, happens to me all the time. Yeah. Drink this.
No, me? No.
No, drink it.
No. Here's the thing.
Because this is what I was given. Go ahead, drink it.
No, we know it's poison.
They definitely made it clear it was poison.
But you probably don't believe that this is the kind of stuff I get handed all the time. Drink it.
No, I believe it. I believe it. I've handed you poison a couple times recently, so I believe it.
Yes. Here, let me stab you with this. Okay. That's a dagger that was thrown at me just yesterday. It landed on the wall behind my head. Now imagine if that had hit me. Feel how sharp that is. It's inside you.
It is very sharp. Your Majesty, I hate to correct you, but in the future, if you're going to stab someone, please stab me. I'm a powerful wizard, and it shan't slow me down in the slightest.
Wait, hold on. I want to see how sharp it is. Let me hold up this tomato to Arnie's stomach. Can you cut it again?
Yeah, I'll just cut it right here.
Cut Arnie again?
Yeah.
Wow, right through that tomato into Arnie's stomach. That is a sharp
dagger.
Didn't
we already do this whole thing where Arnie had a sword in him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's over.
I hate tomatoes.
But look at this. Give me your old leather shoe.
Okay.
Put that in front of Arnie. Watch how easily it cuts through that. I mean, this is quality. This is a good knife.
Wow. Very impressive.
You know, you have to admire the craftsmanship when you're being hunted and people are trying to kill you. You have to say that some of the mechaniza, which is the plural, are really quite impressive.
Speaking of impressive, I don't know if you're a gambling sort, but the leaderboard for who's going to be the next king, you're one of the top odds-on favorites. Did you see that?
I should be the top odds-on.
Let's see the list here.
Now, what's this? Who's Karen Vantis? Who is Karen Vantis?
Oh, sweet Prince Vantis. We met him not too terribly long ago. He had been asleep for...
I object, Your Honor! What? 25,000 gold pieces on the femur bone.
I'd know that crazy voice anywhere.
You will take my wager, or you will feel the steel of my blade.
What serendipity is this? Even as we spoke of him, his voice we did hear.
Look over there, sweet Prince Vantis. He's getting in an argument with a shrub.
Shake the bag of bones! Play my game!
This unhinged voice belongs to the man who is now looks to be overtaking me on the board.
Sweet Prince Vantis wins again! I'm on a hot streak. Get in on this!
Look, he fell asleep for 100 years, and I think he's still a little sleep crazy. Like, I'm not convinced he's fully woken up.
I mean, the last we saw him, he was trapped in that dangerous room.
Yeah. How did you get out of that dangerous room?
I played for the soul of the woman that I love!
Your Majesty, all here.
Huh?
Please.
I'm right here. Oh, him.
Gentlemen!
Sweet Prince Vantis, it's so good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you. I'm just here playing the crone's bones.
Oh, I know not
this
game.
Are you familiar with the game?
Nay, no. Please share.
Never played the crone's bones?
I have not.
Oh, it is a rich game of strategy. It is a burlap sack of an old witch's bones. The dealer shakes the bag and drops the bones. You guess which bone will be on top. I guess femur. Often it's heavy. And whoever guesses the correct bone wins. The crone's bones!
Oh, what a wonderful game. I would gladly play with you. Dealer, shake the bones for us.
Shake the bones!
Ooh, shake the bones!
I went in on this. Shake the bones! Skull!
Shake those bones! Shake those bones!
Shake those bones!
Shake those bones!
Forget it!
It's very difficult to get in sync on this platform.
Now, yes, why do we have to play on a platform?
That's the way this casino is built. I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen you, gentlemen. But some months or years ago, in Castle Skullmaster? Is that not right?
Indeed. Exactly where we left you last, in the dangerous room where you
were.
Where
I believe you abandoned me in the dangerous room.
Well, I escaped, and I assumed that you were right behind me.
More like Usador the Betrayer. You left me in that dangerous room, and now you will taste my blood.
Oh, shit.
There I was, stuck in an episode of JAG, trying to convince the jury that no guilt should be found for the soul of the woman that I loved.
Well, now, there are worse places to be trapped than in the office of the Judge Advocate General, but
also sentinels were there.
Oh, terrible sentinels. Giant knights,
sentinels,
Arnold.
Made up the jury.
Oh, it's terrifying. Arnold, do you know of sentinels, giant knights who do roam through the world attempting to murder those who are different from yourself?
No, but I would have to imagine the only way to defeat such a knight is to trick it into flying itself into the sun.
Instead, I had to convince them that I was innocent and thus could leave the dangerous room. Try and convince these beasts, these metal beasts, to let me free. But yet here I am, and wait, who is this friend? A new traveling companion?
Oh, this is awkward. 1, 2 princes stand before me. Oh.
Sweet
John, Prince. Go ahead now.
Sweet Prince Vantis, this is Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There's two princes. This is Prince Tomblaine Belroth. He's a prince like you.
That's what he said now.
He's a prince. He might be a prince, but he's not a prince like me.
To that I agree. I'm not like him, and he's not like me, because I'm the prince of this land, and I don't know what you're the prince of, but I hope that you will respect the sovereignty of Northeastia, where I am about to ascend my throne after my mom goes off to fuck the sky.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm here to do two things. Win a fortune at the Crone's Bones.
One.
And become king of Northeastia.
What?
Oh, my. And you're all out of Crone's Bones?
Oh, no. I'm rich off of Crone's Bones.
Oh, congratulations.
And thus shall I ascend to the throne of Northeastia, where I will get my revenge on Skullmaster. I will find the soul of my beloved, Karen McManus, the most beautiful woman in all the land. I will reanimate her using, I don't know, magic or some sort of retcon. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Magic can be used if you use the dark arts of necromancy.
Oh, says Usador, the betrayer.
Oh, no.
But you said you were here to do two things, and then you listed two things, and then you started to list other things that you would do in different places.
Those are
so
subsets.
Let me be clear.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm here to do two things.
Okay.
One, all the regular stuff that I need to do, and I'm going to count that as one thing.
So number one is all the regular stuff.
All what my regular
it's like a
stuff.
Number one is all things.
Like you have to get toothpaste.
No, not all things. Just all the stuff I was doing before, and then two.
Like errands?
Sure.
So
yes.
You came here to do errands. Number one is errands.
No, not just errands,
this is,
okay?
Let me say this. This is not an inspiring king.
Yeah.
I have people who do errands for me, boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. I'm not king yet, so I've got to get to the errand part. Anyway, the second
Usador, get me a drink, will you?
Of course. Yeah, get us a drink, Usador
the
Betrayer.
Of course, your majesty. Shut up, Arnie.
See? That's how a king acts.
No, I know. Usador.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, okay. Also, can you also get me a drink when you're getting, please? Would that be possible?
What do you want?
Gosh.
Oh, he doesn't even know what he wants. How could he rule a kingdom if he doesn't even know what he wants?
Now, look, I was going to go to the bar and get Sweet Prince Vantis the best drink. I would say to the bartender, whatever your finest drink is, that is what...
No, I'm sorry, Usador. Just ask for the Vantis.
Oh.
He'll know what it is.
Oh, Vantis it is. I shall return.
You know what? Vantis is all around.
Wow. So be it.
Shall all drink from the chalice of Vantis.
Oh, and Usador, go to three bars in a row, and I think you get an extra bonus or something.
All right, I'll be right back.
So what's in the Vantis?
Oh, the Vantis is a mixture of an elixir of beauty. It contains the tears of three rare animals.
Oh.
A vial of blood from a virgin.
Okay.
Animal? Male or female, does not matter.
Okay.
And then just a bit, of breast milk.
Hmm. So wait, is that a Vantis or a virgin Vantis?
Oh, that's a Vantis.
Oh, so is there a non-alcoholic version?
Is there a non-alcoholic version? No, but there is a non-dairy version. Where there is not breast milk, but it is instead replaced by a plant-based milk or a nut-based milk. Oh. Or in some places, and I don't sanction this, bull semen.
Oh.
I would prefer that not be called the Vantis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a good way to know which one you're drinking?
Depends on where you are. Honestly, it depends on where you are.
Hmm.
You know, in some areas, you know, I'll be honest. Here, everybody understands and gives you the best, the finest of breast milk. But in some, if you go to some places, you don't know what you're drinking, you know? Huh. You just know it's milky and cloudy.
Well, sure. Forgive me if I have better things to do than go around making rare animals cry. I think when you encounter a rare animal, you should be grateful, and you should try to make it happy. But that's just me trying to be the king of Northeastia.
Well, to be fair, Prince Tomblaine, these could have been tears of joy, right?
I make them laugh so hard that they cannot help but cry. These are joyful tears because let me be very clear with you, Prince Tomblaine. When you drink this drink, you will feel the joy that those tears elicited. You will feel and understand the happiness and the elation that caused those tears. You will be brought into the mind of those animals. And the mind of the woman whose breasts gave that...
Here we are, everyone. Five Vantuses. I am sorry. They were short on breast milk, so I had to provide some of mine own.
Wait, what?
They were short on breast milk, so I had to lactate myself in order to complete the drink for all of thee.
I don't want these anymore.
What?
Oh, you're afraid to drink wizard's breast milk? I'm not afraid. Give me one.
There you are.
Delicious. Thank you, Usador.
No, you're
now,
very welcome.
Now do you understand the thoughts of Usador?
Yes, I guess I sort of do.
Peer. Peer deep into my mind.
Okay.
Think the thoughts that I think.
All right.
My mind to your mind.
Weird.
My thoughts to your thoughts.
Very strange. I don't like it.
I'm probably fine. Are you fine?
It doesn't last very long. The effects are momentary.
Yeah. But it's a nice little peak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it connects people. It's an instant connector.
I know more secret names than I ever wanted to know.
Oh, yes. Speak them not aloud, lest you cause great destruction. For my names carry great power with them.
What happens if I say one?
Well, it depends on which one you say. If you say something like, Johann Sebastian Bacharach, that will just impress the gamblers of Choroth who know me by that name. And of course, if you call me, like, Pee-Pee-Poo or one of those names, no one will really care at all. Gosh, what are some of the other ones?
Carl Flantz.
No, speak not the name Carl Flantz.
No, I just did.
Hey, shh, quiet.
What happens when someone says Carl Flantz?
Well, Carl Flantz is the brother-in-law of Rick Flantz, and then I have to go back to Skur and pay off Rick Flantz's cart loan. I became someone's brother-in-law when I was posing as someone else in another life in order to try to find out terrible secrets to defeat the Dark Lord.
Did this happen in one of the spinoffs?
No, this was 100 years ago. I took the name of Carl Flantz to infiltrate and become the brother-in-law of Rick Flantz, who I thought had information about the Dark Lord, but instead he just tricked me into paying off a lot of his bills.
Okay, because I don't want the name of something that took place beyond the paywall.
So you were fleeced by Flantz?
I was fleeced by Flantz, indeed.
Fiscally irresponsible.
Exactly.
Which is what I won't be once I'm king.
Ooh. Oh, we should hold some sort of town hall debate with these two to kind of see and gauge who would be a better ruler, right? When are we ever going to have two princes in the same space?
Well, if we decide by who's good at segues, so far Prince Vantus is winning because he got right back on track with his desire to become the king. Look, it even moved him up the chart a little bit. Though they're still neck and neck, it's Prince Vantus out just barely in the lead, and then Prince Tomblaine, and then in third place, Bahama Mother.
Yes, you're right. We're neck and neck, but Prince Vantus is just barely in the lead.
I mean, it's too close to call.
Well, he's got a longer neck.
People talk all the time about how long my neck is, but you know, this will be a long and arduous battle to seize control, and you know, for me, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Why? Why would you like to be king of Northeastia, where I was born and raised? I'm on the coins, by the way. That's me.
That'll change real quick.
No, they can't just make new coins. I mean, they can, but...
But can't they?
Oh,
I can have every coin with your face melted down and re-smelted into anything I want. How about coins with Arnie's face on them?
Oh.
We'll call them Arnie's. How much? You know what? How much is a flagon of mead, two Arnies?
I'm coming around. You got
10,000 Arnies on the next round of Crone's Bones. See how easy it rolls off the tongue?
I'm a little worried about this inflation, though.
Metatarsal.
That's never going to come up on top.
I lost.
Usador.
Damn.
Be smart. It's just such a small bone, it always falls to the bottom.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this.
Let me answer.
What do you think you can do for this wonderful, this city, this world? Are you prepared to avenge all those lost at the hands of not only Skullmaster, but the Dark Lord?
Good question.
Do you have the brains, the brawn, and the unrelenting rage and hatred of the last 100 years you slept? While carnage reigned upon your kingdom, I used to be the prince of a kingdom, the Red Desert, red now with the blood of my ancestors. I keep it all in this hourglass.
The way that you phrased the question, you've made it about you. You're saying, do you have the rage of the fact that you slept for the last 100 years? Nobody has that but you.
But do
you? No. No, I don't.
Let's you heard him. You heard him. He said no. He said no, doesn't.
Let's try and be fair.
He did say no.
Let's try and be fair. Prince Tomblaine, we'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. What is the longest you've ever slept for? 80 years, 90 years?
I would say 15 hours.
Wow. Mm. Wow, that's not a lot.
And you woke up with the rage of those 15 hours.
And you would be king?
I would be.
For shame. For shame. A mere 15 hours of sleep? You know, gentlemen, I appear to have woken into a world that I don't recognize.
Tomblaine, he's making a very good case for himself. You must rally here and find some reason, something that only you have, such as he has focused his inquiries on himself.
Yeah,
what do you bring to the table that only you have experienced?
Yeah, don't you know the king?
Don't I know the king?
Yeah, didn't you, meet the king before or something?
He was my dad.
The king is his
father, my dad.
Chant.
The king was my dad, okay? And I grew up at his feet studying all the things that he did. So when in the morning, when he would do the first thing of the day, I would see that and remember it, you know, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But you were at his feet the whole time, just at his feet?
I was.
Because I'll be honest, most of the most important work a king does is with the face, the head, and the hands. The feet do very little.
Well, then how come you were never king? How come you're just a prince?
Because I went in search of my beloved, who had been captured by Skullmaster in Castle Skullmaster, where I was put under a spell and slept for 100 years. When I returned, I only then found out that my entire kingdom had been decimated.
Well, similarly, I ran away from my love because I was afraid of
Coward.
The feelings that I was having.
Coward.
And I joined an acting troupe.
Coward.
And then I went around Foon. There's nothing... No. There's nothing cowardly about acting. Because what you're doing is you're pretending to be someone else while your problems stay right where they are.
What was your most successful role?
Danlit.
Danlit?
Danlit, yes.
Let me be very clear. I saw a performance of Danlit just not but 1 year ago that I thought was absolutely incredible. After I finally got myself out of the dangerous room, I wandered about for a little bit and I happened upon a small town where I saw a production of Danlit that was absolutely transforming.
Well, I'm glad. It was probably me.
Wait, really? Where did you perform?
Well, because we have the touring rights. See.
So you were not in the main. You were not in the main cast. You were just in the touring company.
No.
You weren't main stage.
We started.
Were you just ETC?
No.
Were you etc.?
First of all,
were you?
No. First of all, ETC and main stage, they're essentially the same job. Okay.
That is spoken. As someone who only ever was on ETC.
They're both the resident company, so maybe there was a point in time at which Mainstage was more prestigious, but really it's now the same thing.
Tomblaine, answer us this, because this is going to factor into our votes. Did you perform in the first city in Northeastia, the first city?
I originated the role of Danlit.
Yeah?
And then
Where?
I took it on tour.
But in what city, the first
Where?
City?
Begsburg.
Oh.
What?
That is not great.
No, the inaugural production in Begsburg of Danlit.
So you performed Danlit in previews.
To a bunch of octogenarians?
You were working it out.
But that's where the role is created.
Tomblaine. They're trying to confuse
you. Then whisper with me and tell me what to do, because this...
Do one of your monologues from Danlit. Amaze them with your great talent.
But wait.
A rare case in which I agree completely with Usador. You should do one of your monologues, perhaps the longest of them. Convince us.
What's this? A room wherein lies my love? Why does she lie so still? Oneida, wake. Hey, wake. Hey, what gives? Hey, Oneida. Hey. Hey.
Guys, she's dead, right? Because otherwise it'd be a scene, not a monologue.
Hey. Hey, wake up. Hey, what's wrong? Hey. Hey, Oneida. Hey. Hey, wake up. Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. Oh, no.
Is this a David
what's
Mamet
this?
No, there's no cursing. It's the repetition would work, but there's no cursing.
No. No. Lilies, roses, blossoms, all weighed her down. She is drowned. She is drowned. Ed, she is drowned. This is the worst day of my life.
You said that last line as if you were eating cake. That weird delivery? It's like, you know, when you eat cake and all of a sudden you start talking all weird? You're like, this is my sword. I use it to stab. It's kind of like talk singing. I hate it.
Let me look outward. Outward to the blank space before me. And speak words that meditate on the nature of man and his grief. Heart heavy like a wave crushed on the shore. Shall I end myself? Shall I take this dagger and place it inside my body?
Yes, the answer is yes. Do it. Do it. I dare you. I dare you. Commit. Commit to this. Do it.
What a beautiful
That was very
art.
Good. I
that
will
was.
Say, Prince Tom Blaine, I'm not above giving you a compliment. That was wonderful. When you said, hey, wake up, I thought to myself, he really wants her to wake up. It's very important. And I, as someone who slept for 100 years, understands the power of the sleeping person. And so I felt a real connection to your performance.
Wow. Really. Best friends. Now you can be cocaines.
We can be cocaines? I mean, I have some if you want to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Arnie, do you mind?
I just assumed you'd already done some before the show.
Oh, we should probably take a short break at this time, and if they need to go to the bathroom, then so be it.
Sure.
Do a quick ad bump?
Yeah, no, you guys do stamps.com, and we'll be doing bumps.bomb.
We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Oh, and we're back. We're back with another episode of Magic Tavern.
Oh. Chunt, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Never been better.
Bag of bones.
We are going to start a band. We decided in the bathroom we're going to start a band.
I'm drums and bass. Drums and bass.
We're all drums and bass.
It's a whole band of just drums and bass. But the thing is, there's drums, that's me, and bass. And then Prince Mantis is going to do drums and bass.
Yes.
And then
layered
on top of that, like a funky bass line with some drums, is Chunt.
Yes, a little bass, a little bass.
Okay, well, what about a melody? Any melody in that?
Usador, you're the worst.
Wow.
No.
Why do you have to piss on our dreams, Usador?
This is not melodic music. This is drum and bass, relentless, propulsive That's what we need. That's what we need more of. We need people to understand that what we're doing is about momentum and moving forward and never stopping and never stopping and never stopping.
Death from above. Death from above.
Yes. Why should there be a rhythm section when, in fact, it should be an entire rhythm band?
Yes.
Like, why cordon off rhythm to one section? I've never understood
that. Drum and bass are always referred to as the side men. Why can't they be the main men or women in that in any instance?
But in I think any on instance. This,
interestingly, in the bathroom, Prince Tom Blaine and I have really forged a connection.
I see that. Your connection has somewhat lowered you in the rankings, and now Bahama Mother is number one.
Bahama Mother?
That's
Bahama
right.
Mother? Okay, great. Now, how many bands does she have, and what instruments are in them?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm afraid I don't know. As far as I know, she's just a sentient palm tree.
Well, let's all grow up a little bit. I don't think we want a sentient palm tree running Northeastia. No offense to any palm trees, sentient or otherwise.
It also looks like you're being beaten by Sir Scootin of Scootsville, and he's dead as hell.
Yeah, that guy I know is dead. I heard that whole story.
Well, something's wrong with his butt. Cause
and also, Scootsville has been decimated.
What?
What?
Have you not heard what happened to Scootsville?
No. Scootsville is decimated? What about sweet little Cindy Scoothoot?
Sweet little Cindy Scoothoot?
Yeah.
R.I.P., my friend. R.I.P.
Oh,
yes. And what about her dog, Scoot Booby?
Oh, I have Scoot Booby.
I thought you had Scoop Booby.
Wait, what did you say?
Scoot Booby.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
No, it's another dog. It's dead.
Yeah, because this was in Scootsville.
Oh, Scootsville.
Where everything has Scoot in its name. Now, hold on. Has anyone heard what's going on in Scoopsville?
Yeah, what's the scoop?
Scoopsville is thriving. Yes, okay, the scoop on Scoopsville is that it's thriving.
Oh, to wake up in Scoopsville and have that sun pour two scoops of raisin right into your breakfast. What a treat.
I don't know. That sun is kind of aloof.
They've invented a cold dessert that is absolutely delicious.
Oh.
And the dresses on the women, the front of the dresses. Oh, yep. I
so
love
low.
It.
So
yes,
low.
Yes, you can see quite a bit, and it's
wonderful.
The
whole neck. You can see the whole neck.
Perfect.
Oh, if you are out there in this world wanting to see some neck, go to Scoopsville.
My friend, enjoy the necks and then ask for the scoops cream.
I have a friend who's a reporter there. He is doing so well, making a killing.
Fake news.
They also play a ton of highlight.
But good for Scoopsville, but now I'm still worried about Scootsville. I mean, Scoot McNary, like, what happened to him?
Dead, I assume dead.
He was standing in the middle of the street. He caught fire.
He was running. He was running away. And then he halted and caught fire.
Oh, he shouldn't have halted.
He shouldn't have. He should have kept running.
He should be run and avoid catching fire.
Yes, but instead he halted and he indeed catch fire.
Well, it's when you ignore the name of your town that you're most at peril. When you're from Scootsville, you should scoot. You shouldn't halt.
You should argo someplace
what's
else.
What's that? He should what?
He should argo someplace else.
He should argo someplace else?
Do you mean he should have gone someplace else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that how that expression goes?
Yeah, when you're saying someone should have gone someplace else, you don't say...
He should have gone someplace else, ergo left. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, he should have gone someplace else, but he should have been moving at a lee pace.
He should be able to, in that situation where you're talking about argo, he should have been able to look at it in retrospect and say, I ran. But he didn't.
What he should have done is he should have looked at the lay of the land and thought to himself, this is a Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice.
Final words that Nair
haven't spoken. The ultimate edition.
Truly. But now that you two have found some common ground, I must beg of thee. What of the future of Northeastia? Can't you two come to some understanding where you both work together to make our world safer and better for all?
I have an announcement. Everybody? Everybody!
Okay, the prince is about to talk. Prince Vantus is about to talk.
An announcement!
He's making an announcement. You, sir, please. Drop the bones, okay?
Fine,
he's going to talk.
Stop the dice!
Damn.
We spoke in the bathroom.
Tom Blaine, I think this is part of your problem.
What's
when Prince Francis has an announcement, he like screams his head off.
Oh, and will same... listen to me.
Oh, I ate the bones.
Sweet.
And at the same time, you're like, he's got an
Prince
announcement. Hey, everybody.
Vantis.
He's got an announcement.
Prince Vantis is going to talk now. So
I will now say to you, loyal subjects, I endorse Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth for king.
Huzzah! Oh, what a glorious day. Chanta, are you okay?
Yeah, but I ate the bones.
Yeah, I heard. That's why I was asking.
Oh, I ate the
bones.
You
ate the crone's bones?
Yeah, I ate the crone's bones.
Those are cursed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, you're cursed again, Chunt.
Oh, this sucks.
Oh,
classic
no, not a bone curse.
Oh, look, sweet Prince Vantis, your name disappeared from the rankings.
Good.
Not for long. Not for long, because I have an announcement. And my announcement...
Listen.
Could everybody just listen to my announcement?
Hold your games of chance!
Because my announcement...
They went back to their games so fast.
Okay, I've got an announcement, sir. Okay, great. My announcement is that I endorse Prince Khan Vantis for King of Northeastia.
Oh, glory, what a day!
Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth, I accept your endorsement!
And I, in turn, accept yours.
And we're right back where we started.
Neck and neck.
They're neck and neck.
With Prince Vantis slightly ahead.
Ah, but here's news. Bahama Mother has dropped to number 4, and in number 3, Rick Flance, my brother-in-law from 100 years ago. Damn.
And you, sir, do you mind announcing the race as it happens?
Sure. I'll keep an eye on the standings here. Rick Flance is in number 3, and neck and neck, it's sweet Prince Vantis versus sweet Prince Tom Blaine.
He's sweet as well now? Are we just applying the... I earned the name sweet, but we're just giving it to him as well, Prince Tom Blaine?
I just tried to do a little color commentary here, but point well taken, Prince...
Look, let sweet Usador do his job.
Prince Vantis, he is...
Hang on, Arnie. Also, Arnie, I hate to be the one that says this, but you are losing quite a bit of blood from what looks like 3 wounds in your abdomen.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. God, all that cocaine made me forget I was stabbed.
It'll do that.
Sweet Arnie, you're bleeding out. Oh, sweet, sweet Arnie.
Oh, sweet Chunt, don't forget about me.
Everybody can't be sweet, baby.
Arnie, wake up. Wake up. No.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, this can't be happening. Arnie.
We're losing him.
Arnie.
We're losing
Arnie.
Him.
Arnie.
Is what? There a health man in this casino?
We're looking for a health man.
A health man or
apothecary?
A health woman?
Some
an apothecary,
of,
better,
a
thank you.
Spin apothecary or health man?
Is there a health man?
Oh,
please.
Oh, I'm a wizard. Does that count?
Yes.
This,
hit
please,
him with one of the rocks that makes you ejaculate and then feel better.
Okay.
I don't think we need a wizard. I think Chunt was right. We need a spin apothecary to help these two princes save their friend.
Yes, go ahead now, whenever you two are ready. You two princes are the only two that could command your subjects. Now, there must be a doctor here, and it's up to you two to suss out where they are and command them to take action.
All right. Everyone, we need to find out which of you is a spin apothecary. All right? So, 1, 2 princes here before you. That's what I said now. Princes. And needless to say...
I've got a pocket full of kryptonite.
Okay, great.
Does that help?
Of course. It's a rare stone, is it not? A healing stone in some senses?
Indeed.
Wait a minute.
What?
You make rare animals cry. Could you make rare stones cry healing magic?
I suppose I could try.
Do it.
All right. Come here, stone.
You have to save Arnie. You have to save him.
He's our only connection. I'm not a spin apothecary, but... I am an amphibious mechanic, if that helps.
Yeah, you do sound like the other guy. Are you guys
you
brothers?
Sound like the other guy. Is this the only other voice you guys
are
do?
Are you brothers?
Why are you stealing
are you
my
twins?
Shit?
Excuse me, if I may, I think it's rude to assume people are related when they sound the same.
Well, that
excuse
guy sounds
me.
Kind of like us, but not quite.
I
have
concur.
Something to say. Excuse me. I also have some kryptonite.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know his kryptonite is as good as mine?
Wait, everyone here has some of this kryptonite? Well, sure.
Oh, dear. My name is Marvin.
I am here in this casino, but an unhappy traveler. You might say I have the blues.
Ah, come one and all, friends. You are all welcome to try to heal my friend Arnie. We need all of thee to ply thy trade and save him from the brink of death.
I don't know if we need all of them. I think this blues traveler is giving me the runaround.
But if he heals Arnie, he could be king.
You mean if any one of us cures Arnie, we get to be the king?
Or does Arnie become king? What are the rules of succession?
Yeah, I'm not going to heal anybody unless I know the rules.
Yeah, what are the rules? Lay them out, please.
Maybe. Look, read the rules. They're right there.
It seems like the badger knew some of the rules. Can you say any more of them?
Yeah, badger.
Spin the rule it wheel. Oh, yeah, we have to play rule it. Make way. Okay. All right, now I'm going to spin the rule it wheel, and whatever it lands on, them's is the rules. Here we go.
Is that Momo the
Mouse? A very short spin.
Yeah. It is a tiny
wheel. How heavy is that wheel?
I think it has to go around one time completely for it to count.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
Okay, the price was wrong. Okay, let me try this again.
There are simply so many competing voices. I'm having trouble keeping everything. What do you mean? Clear.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty clearly distinct individuals.
Everybody's a distinct individual. I find all of you confusing.
I have a rich inner life. I like to paint on the weekends.
Whereas I'm dead inside, and I don't have a family.
There's nothing confusing
about it. I was referencing Toad the Wet Sprocket. Did anybody get that?
What?
Which itself is a reference to Monty Python. Anyway,
nerd.
I come from a land plagued by monsters that were only vanquished by a man named Todd with a large head.
And I'm a space hog.
My name's Buffalo Tom.
Now, let's not freak out and have widespread panic in the casino.
Yes. You're all very interesting in your own right. Ah, but quickly, the wheel has been spun. Chunt, read the rule.
It just says string cheese incident?
Quick! Apply string cheese to Arnie's wounds.
Luckily, I have some here in my lunch pail.
Oh, get it out and stick the string cheese in his hole.
Here, I'll share with everyone, and then we can all be the king together.
Chunt, I don't think you should be screaming, shove the string cheese in his hole.
I mean, I think you're right, sweet Prince Fantas, but it is a little on brand for Chunt, I'm going to be honest.
Here you are. We've placed string cheese all over your wounds.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Fill his hole with string cheese. I want to watch.
I feel like I'm being attacked by Jim Henson.
Do you feel it heal the healing property of the string cheese?
You feel that?
Is it binding your wound?
If you should but die, Artie, what would you like us to tell the people that you love?
Just don't tell him I butt died.
Don't tell him your butt died?
If you should butt die.
You have my guarantee. That if you should die, I will do my best to keep your butt alive.
Well, I'm having second thoughts.
Yes, carve his butt off. Take it with us wherever we do go.
Bring me a butt carving knife!
And a container with a glass, a bell jar lid.
And some boiling water. I just want some tea. I'm so anxious.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just so, my nerves are just, frazzled.
Well, it's a very stressful time. These gentlemen showed up with these disturbing voices. Oh, and Arnie's dying.
This is a crowded group of voices. Please, Prince Domblain, go ahead.
Arnie, can you hear me? Arnie, come toward the light.
What? Am I dying?
I believe I may be to blame for this injury of yours.
You are? Domblain, you stabbed.
No. Arnie, now is not the time to be polite. I will blame myself if you die, and I know that you don't want that. But in some way, I feel that, as crazy as this sounds, I was part of the reason that you're feeling this way right now.
You're the whole reason. You stabbed me.
I stabbed you, and I sort of feel like that might have something to do with what's going on right now with your body.
Wow, accountability. He really is a good king.
How noble.
How generous.
I think now is the time, now that the cheese has done the majority of the work, that I shall cast a healing spell. Eroth, Taron, Terakoth, Adatoth.
No, you know what? I feel better.
Wow, the cheese bun did it.
The cheese did it!
What? I don't think it was the cheese.
Ani, you're going to have to get used to the fact that most of your insides are cheese now.
Oh. And you know what?
What's
looking
new?
Closely, I think this just must be a regional thing, but I don't think this is cheese. I think this is bull semen.
It is.
No, that's what string cheese is made of. Bull
yes.
semen.
Bull
yeah.
semen. It's that's like what they call semen, string cheese. You don't think
Everybody
it's literally
that.
Cheese.
It comes out of the bull's penis in strings.
Yeah, it's like shooting rope. Come on, Arnie. You know, like, you never had a Rocky Mountain oyster? That's bull balls. Come on. Yeah,
now, to be clear, Arnie, you're not ovulating inside your wounds at all, are you? Because you could get pregnant. Full disclosure.
I hope not.
Well, we hope not, too.
I'll keep an eye on it.
But if you do get pregnant, what a joyful gift.
What wonderful. I mean, you could be able to track it. When was the last time your wounds bled?
Yes.
Like a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Then you're not. No, you're not ovulating. No.
I have
fine.
To say, though,
you're fine.
If your wounds do start to bleed again, that's trouble, because if the bull baby sees that red, it's going to come shooting out.
You could be giving birth to a minotaur.
Chunt, you made it weird.
What?
Everything made total sense.
Listen, we all need to go back to our peat-covered homes.
Yeah, after we made it weird, we have to go. We should go to our
peat moss covered homes.
You did make it weird, Chunt. I'm leaving now.
Yeah, I think I might go back.
That guy
to
was still here.
Has this
we
situation
were letting that guy hang out?
Not anymore, suckers. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Well, that would have rude of them to leave so abruptly. But now, we boon companions here, who have elevated one another and created a pure rhythm band, we shall create a kingdom stronger than e'er before. For now, you have nominated Prince Vantis, and you have nominated Prince Tomblaine. What a glorious day.
Indeed. Oh, and look, on the rankings, there's somebody coming up the ranks. Corduroy Delight? That's kind of fun. That's kind of a fun name.
Corduroy Delight?
Who is Corduroy Delight?
Who cares? It's a great name. I want to bet on that name.
He's a wide whale indeed. I will find him and I will meet him in battle.
Oh. And I will cheer.
That battle will be won by me. And it will then be spread throughout the land in a performance by you, Prince Tomblaine Belleroth.
Ooh, I will take notes.
Tell my story.
You can count on me to tell your story.
Thank you.
I see it placed upon the banners even now. King Tomblaine, first actor of the realm and greatest treader of the boards, so playing the role of sweet Prince Vantis, first knight of the realm.
Yeah, my agent got me that thing where every billing says greatest treader of the boards before the title. It's great.
Smart. Very
yeah,
smart.
No, it's
nice.
Really nice.
Must be nice.
Because at first I was like, well, do you need that? And then it's like, no, it's quite good.
I see. It's all clear to me now. I get it. You get to be a knight. Okay. This is how endorsements work. Vantis endorses Tomblaine, and that means he gets a little something. Like when you become king, he gets to become a knight.
Exactly. I mean, why would I want to be king? I never wanted to be king. All I wanted was to be first knight, right? Because that is a job that I can do because I can roam the lands. The king has so much work to do, so many meetings, taxes, all the rest. I didn't want any of that. But by thinking, making you think I did, I've secured the exact position I want. And I've gotten the future king to agree to portray me on stage.
Oh, so smart. Sweet
Brilliant.
Prince Vantis, you may be the greatest mind that has ever lived in this time period.
He should
I
be
insist that you become the king.
Brilliant.
I will not take it. My job is best served right underneath. a Thrawn-level tactician. I can serve this monarchy best on my own, out in the wildlands.
Look at him. Look at him as he stares out the window. Those blood-red eyes of his, preparing to travel this land and...
Wait, are my eyes blood red?
Yeah.
We heard you.
Ever since you came out of the bathroom.
Wow, and look at him. He just whipped a chair all the way across the casino. He really is a knight. And now
I
look at him.
So strong now!
Look at him screaming at those kids.
Look at Get out of my way, urchins!
Well, he is a knight. He's such a knight. I know what to do to send him on his way. I'm going to play some drums here. I'm going to play some drums.
Oh, what
yeah,
a knight.
Yeah.
Here, let me add some bass. Let me add some bass guitar to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Here we go. And then I'm just going to keep this bass looping, and then I'm going to start another bass.
Yeah, and I'll keep my drums going and start another drums.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then over these two bass lines, I'm just going to add a third bass line just by looping the second bass line and starting a third one right now.
Did they do cocaine or morphine?
The Dark Lord will face my wrath. The drums of hell propel me! The ace of bass propels me!
And so goes our music licensing budget for the remainder of the year. You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, sometimes described as lore without the Amazon Prime development deal. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. If you want more Matt in your life, he appeared on this week's episode of the podcast Those Who Ants with Colleen Doyle and Dana Quercioli. Oh, that is so kind of them. I heard they were going to adopt one of those rescue greyhounds, but this is even nicer, if more of an imposition. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. For what it's worth, a lack of extended credits doesn't mean someone's not busy. Although in this case, a lot of smoke coming out of that gun. Prince Tomblaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and a performer in the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Sweet Prince Vantis was played by special guest Jason Mantzoukas. Check out his new Fox animated series, Housebroken, which follows a group of neighborhood pets in group therapy. And of course, check out his podcast, How Did This Get Made?, which, lucky for us, only handles movies. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. The tiniest smidge of special assistance grudgingly provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And some good news, I have a fan-created song to play for you. The bad news, it's a cover of Chunt's Sex Dog Sea Shanty from a few weeks back, created by Paul Gray, who apparently has a whole website of sea shanties at theworstmate.com, once again proving that Squarespace can be used for good or evil. Take it away, Paul!
Well, I got me a boat on the high seas, got a mangy old dog that's full of fleas. My dog isn't gonna have scurvy, he's buxom, nice and curvy. Sexy dog, hey sexy dog, sexy dog, hey sexy dog, what you doing? We had just pulled away from shore, I see the dog that I adore. He gives me the eye and I give chase, we're gonna make it to third base. Sexy dog, hey sexy dog, sexy dog, hey sexy dog, what you doing? The boatswain's got his own little trotter, but my dog, he is so much hotter. The old man pulls the captain's daughter and we hide down below. Sexy dog, hey sexy dog, sexy dog, hey sexy dog, sexy dog, sexy dog, hey sexy dog, hey sexy dog, what you doing? Who's that sexy dog? Who's that sexy dog? Look him over there, who's that sexy dog?
Excuse me, don't I know you?
Taste my blade! Oh.
Earwolf.
Gen Z high school girls have gone through a lot. So what could and did send a shockwave through a group of 50 of them competing in one of the nation's biggest scholarship competitions? I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I'm going to take you behind the scenes of the Distinguished Young Women Competition. I was Nevada's competitor 20 years ago, but this time, a Supreme Court decision catapults all 50 girls into the center of a nationwide debate about their rights. These girls, who have spent months fighting to make it to nationals, are faced with a tough decision. Do they speak up for their political beliefs, or do they stay focused on winning the money?
I think it's going to get ugly.
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.